This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi outlined key global priorities to strengthen disaster resilience, including innovative financing and strengthening early warning systems and coordination. Addressing the International Conference on Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, CDRI 2025, via video conferencing yesterday, Mr. Modi called for the construction of infrastructure that remains steadfast against time and tide, emphasizing the need for resilience in development.
The Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure is working with 25 small island developing states. Resilient homes, hospitals, schools, energy, water security, and early warning systems are being built.
He underscored the vulnerability of coastal regions and islands to natural disasters and climate change. Prime Minister expressed his appreciation for the presence of representatives from the Pacific, Indian Ocean and Caribbean regions and welcomed the African Union's participation in the coalition. He underscored that disaster resilience requires innovative financing and called for creation of actionable programs to ensure developing nations have access to necessary funds. Northern Railways has begun commercial operations of Vande Bharat trains between Katra and Srinagar. The Vande Bharat Express train, which was flagged off by Prime Minister Modi from Katra on June 6, connects Kashmir with the rest of the country through rail. Passengers who boarded the trains from Katra to Baramulla or vice versa expressed immense enthusiasm, with many stating they had eagerly awaited the opportunity to travel to Kashmir by train. Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah has ordered an increase in compensation for the 11 families who died in the stampede in Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru on Wednesday, raising the amount to 25 lakh rupees each. Previously, the government had announced 10 lakh rupees in compensation per family. Union Minister for Large and Heavy Industries H.D. Kumaraswamy, Union Minister of State Shobha Karandlaje and Karnataka BJP leadership have demanded a compensation of 50 lakh rupees for the families of the deceased. Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB franchise has announced 10 lakh rupees compensation for the deceased, while Karnataka State Cricket Association has announced 5 lakh rupees in this regard. BJP has been demanding the resignation of Chief Minister Siddaramaiah and Deputy CM DK Shivakumar over the incident. The incident has proven to be a major setback for the Congress-led government in Karnataka. The Manipur government has ordered suspension of internet and mobile data services, including VSAT and VPIN, in the territorial jurisdiction of 5 valley districts for 5 days, with effect from 11:40 p.m. last night. The districts include Imphal West, Imphal East, Thobar, Bishnupur and Kakching. The order issued by Commissioner cum Secretary Home N. Ashok Kumar said that in view of the prevailing law and order situation, there is apprehension that some antisocial elements might use social media extensively for transmission of images, hate speech and hate video messages to incite passion of the public, which might have serious repercussions on the law and order situation of the state. Germany has reaffirmed its strong support and solidarity for India's fight against terrorism. German Foreign Minister Johann Weidfel condemned the Pahalgam terrorist attack and expressed his country's support to India during a meeting with an Indian parliamentary delegation that outlined India's resolve to not give in to nuclear blackmail by Pakistan. The all-party delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad conveyed to German political and diplomatic leadership India's unwavering united stand for zero tolerance for terrorism. The delegation also held interaction with leaders and key representatives of the Indian community in Germany. Mr. Prasad appreciated the support and solidarity shown by the Indian diaspora in the aftermath of the Pahalgam terror attack. And in women's singles at the French Open Tennis 2025, American tennis star Coco Gauff defeated world number one Belarusian Arena Sabalenka in a thrilling final last night, clinching her maiden Roland Garros title and second Grand Slam crown. Defending champion Carlos Alcaraz will face one of his toughest challenges yet as he takes on world number one Jannik Sinner for the crown today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.